Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in managing significant life changes. These are the kind of changes that we're all confronted with during the course of our lives. They can include the inevitable physical, health, emotional, mental, and spiritual changes taking place in ourselves and others. Some of them can be rather subtle, quiet, and slow in developing, but nonetheless important, while others can be rather dramatic, sudden, large, and unexpected. These changes can be of a situational nature involving our work patterns, relationships, and financial circumstances. There are also societal changes going on around us that are part of an ever-changing world we must work with and adapt to in order to remain current and connected to what's really taking place in our world and the world. Finally, there are technological changes that we must come to terms with, lest we all fall further and further behind and remain living in a world that once was, rather than the world as it is. There are lots of computerization and telecommunications changes taking place with those of us from the boomer generation didn't grow up with and have had to work on getting with the program when it comes to dealing with these particular kinds of changes. Unfortunately, many are having difficulty with changes, and this difficulty has at its roots imbalanced ego energy that can weaken our ability to work with or notice these changes as they are occurring, or at times making an attempt to avoid change that we know is going to happen because it represents the unknown, even if it is needed. Today, we'll be looking at lower ego vulnerability and how it affects a person's ability to work healthily and adaptively with all of these changes. People with lower ego vulnerability are often out of touch with their weaknesses and imperfections, which affects how they can approach change or fail to. We'll also be looking at how too little emotion, something people with low ego vulnerability experience, and how it can weaken or harm one's ability to work with changes, particularly the larger or bigger ones that happen in our life. These are people who often think with too little emotion, particularly anxiety, that's affecting their ability to recognize changes that have happened, are happening now, or will be happening. They can also, out of a sense of boredom or a desire to create arousal, instigate changes that are often unnecessary, that can involve relationships or jobs or moves that are often unneeded, or which may work in the short run, but are not going to work in the long run, particularly if they involve other people that are affected by them and their way of dealing with the change. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be rooted in ego energy affecting relationships with our family, our friends, and coworkers that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity can be affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, the topic of our program today, as well as adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life. Ego stupidity can make it difficult to grow our mind with truth, while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many nowadays acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity can be making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is within our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, your relationships, and your experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. During today's show, we're going to look at the impact that lower ego vulnerability has on the way a person deals, or perhaps more accurately, fails to deal with the significant and important changes that I mentioned earlier that life will inevitably bring to their door, as it does to all of ours. These are people who often initially respond to change with an absence of emotion, and who have difficulty recognizing that it's happening because the emotional signals are weak. These emotional signals can include a healthy amount of anxiety or fear, perhaps anger, also guilt, and love within the proper amounts can be helpful signals to tell us that something is going on that needs our attention, that we need to pay attention to it. They can also, due to their low arousal, low emotional arousal, or emotionless quality, instigate changes in their life which may be unneeded, just to create some sense of excitement to alleviate their sense of inner boredom. They often have difficulty with the pedestrian nature of life, in which most change is unfolding on a rather slow and subtle basis. So they may force changes, many unexplained or unneeded, into their life to meet their needs for arousal and excitement. This can take the form of changing jobs unnecessarily or being involved in many relationships or changing relationships, again, often unnecessarily, or frequently relocating, changing the scenery in their life. Now, some of this may work in the short run, but often fails in the long run. People with low vulnerability often don't enjoy or tolerate consistency or stability or predictability in their life, because that doesn't give them the emotional rush they seek to alleviate their boredom. They like to instigate feelings of anxiety, anger, or fear, including that which can be linked to change, to raise their level of excitement. I can think of people who may be risk takers who do that to the extreme as falling within the low vulnerability area. And this explains some of the reasons that some people want drama in their life. They want to create emotion to offset the absence of emotion that's coming from within. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who do experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet. And every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. And some of these people are living in roles such as the hedonist, the sociopath, and the inattentive person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or a loved one, is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at a few of the symptoms which indicate if a lower vulnerability voice is talking to and through you in your life. And we'll begin with this first one. You often miss, neglect, or ignore important interpersonal, health, financial, or work-related changes taking place in your life. Again, people with low vulnerability often miss, neglect, or ignore some of these important things going on, changes going on that may involve the interpersonal realm, or perhaps involving their health, financial circumstances, or those connected to their work relationships and setting. People with low vulnerability are often overlooking important changes because the emotional cues, such as anxiety and things that I mentioned earlier, like guilt or anger or love, are often weaker, if not absent. So here are a few questions for you to consider in regards to this particular symptom. Does it take you longer to recognize important health-related symptoms? People with lower vulnerability, because again, those emotional cues are weak, they often don't notice things that are going on that may be rather important involving changes of a health-related nature. They can be having heart-related difficulties that they don't notice, just to mention one. Does it take you longer to realize significant shifts are occurring in the relationship with your friends or loved ones? You know, something's happening with regard to maybe the communication that's going on, maybe not going on, that you're not picking up on. There's a change going on. It's an important change, but you're not able to tune into it. Also, does it take you longer to realize that you are in financial distress? Again, some of the things going on in the financial realm, many people are in a financial hole. Some of them, most of them probably realize that something's going wrong, but people with lower vulnerability often have a difficult time picking up on things that may be going on in this area of life and only seem to notice these things later rather than sooner. And asking one more question, which may be a little broader, but do you have trouble realizing that global warming is real and the changes connected to it are significant and must be addressed? I think this is something that people with lower vulnerability are more likely to have a difficult time recognizing. So when you think of these questions and the symptom itself, does any of this sound familiar? I'm going to go on to the next symptom, which is that you often miss important changes taking place in the lives of loved ones. You miss important changes taking place in the lives of loved ones. People with lower vulnerability tend to be oblivious to what's happening in the lives of people that are near, be they friends or family. It's almost like they don't notice what's taking place in the lives of these people, even though they're right in front of them. They're there, you know, maybe they live with them, and they just don't seem to be noticing those changes. And some questions that may tie in with why this is happening: do you find it difficult to really care about them? The sense of caring, the sense of empathy or compassion is weak, so that it undermines your ability to really pick up on the changes that are going on. Does somebody have to tell you that something important has been going on? It's as if they have to clue you in because you're having difficulty cluing yourself in that something's going on. Does this come as a complete surprise to you that something has been going on that's rather important in the lives of loved ones, some changes that are taking place in their life situation and so on, but you don't realize it? Are you someone who couldn't care less? You just don't really care about what's taking place or changing. And in a way, this is a reflection of a lack of feeling empathy or a lack of compassion that's rooted in those emotional issues, the inability, the difficulty with experiencing feelings and emotions that would cue you in to things going on in other people's lives, particularly loved ones, that you're seemingly oblivious to or ignoring. I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we go to our first break. And this one is that you make lots of changes in jobs or relationships or residences or pastimes just to overcome your sense of boredom. People with lower ego vulnerability often foster changes and do this a lot. It's part of their regular, I guess, pattern. They have a difficult time standing still in their life. It's like they have to make things change in order for them to be okay, to be satisfied. So in a way, have you had more than the usual number of jobs in your life? People with lower ego vulnerability often change jobs quite frequently. They get bored within a few months and they move on to another job. Or have you had more than the usual number of relationships? Again, people bounce from one relationship to the next, perhaps never giving the relationship a chance to mature and to develop. Do you move around a lot during your lifetime? You know, constantly moving from one place to the next because you can't stand still. You have to keep moving. You have to keep changing things. And does the consistency, the familiarity and predictability bore you? It gets to be too much, and it gets to be too much fairly early, whether you're in a job situation, a relationship situation, or perhaps where you're living. So these are some questions for you to think about in regards to the symptom to determine whether you're dealing with lower ego vulnerability. We're coming up to our first break. When we return, we're going to start talking about reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and the two voices within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego vulnerability person's difficulties in dealing with significant life changes. Now some of these can seem odd or strange or weird, maybe funny or inappropriate, even crazy. But that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower vulnerability, it is leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to work with significant life changes, due in part to the absence of a healthy sense of vulnerability and the absence of the healthy emotional signals, such as love or maybe anxiety, or even guilt, that can be used to work with change. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they're confronted with change. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal, as I call it, that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the lower vulnerability person is looking through to see what's happening in dealing with and adapting to change. And they are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, lower ego vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading to the symptoms and ego stupidity that they're experiencing, often unknowingly. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of, firstly, knowing what ego is and isn't, coming to understand that your ego is really an energy. It's your survival energy that's at work in your life in those important life areas that are intended to deal with them. Unfortunately, when this energy becomes imbalanced, whether there's too much or too little of it, it begins to deal with things in a way that's not usually helpful or healthy. And this falls into then things involving your thoughts and your feelings and behaviors. The next contributor of the three to ego medicine is being able to tune in, to come to an awareness and to an understanding of your particular ego energy. Getting a handle on the amount or the volume of ego power that you manifest in your life and dealing with life. Getting a handle on the amount of ego flexibility that you, again, bring into your life to deal with what's going on, including today's topic, change. And also the amount of ego vulnerability that's at work in your life in dealing with different aspects of life. And then the third contributor to the ego medicine involves replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth, disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego, because we created them built upon the energy that's serving as the foundation for those thoughts that we created and feelings and behaviors. And we replace them with thoughts that are more connected to truth and reality, both human reality and divine reality. And that's where we're going into the next part of today's program. And I should mention that your tuning into your ego energy is not something you're going to be asked to do alone. I give you lots and lots and lots of examples and information across my website, egoandspirit.info, as well as my various books and this podcast. And again, the next part of our program is going to deal with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves taking a look at the reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. And here is the, these are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower vulnerability bring into their efforts to deal with change, or perhaps not. And here's the first reflection. That is that the absence of emotion means that nothing is changing in an important area of my life. This is the idea that if I'm not feeling emotion, then nothing's really changing. Nothing's becoming different, or nothing needs to be different. So the absence of emotion means that nothing is changing in an important area of my life. Now, that is a non-reality-based thought because we can be experiencing the absence of emotion, but that doesn't mean things aren't changing, that things are really changing. And they can be happening in relationships. The person with low vulnerability is often the last person to realize that something's happening or something has been happening, but they haven't been in tune with it or aware of it. Or something can be going on with their physical circumstances and so on. Again, they're often oblivious in their way of looking at things and looking at life and particularly dealing with change, to the point that the emotional cues, because they're not there, they're not signaling anything, lead them to conclude that nothing is really changing. So this is ego stupidity that can feed into some additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which is that nothing is changing in my health that I need to be concerned about. Nothing is changing in my health that I need to be concerned about. They can even be experiencing symptoms of a fairly significant nature, but their emotional connection to the medical circumstances is weak. And as a result, there's a sense that, well, nothing needs to be done because my emotions aren't telling me something needs to be done. Another reflection would be, nothing is changing in my work performance that I need to be concerned about. So, you know, something's going on, something's changing in the routine or the pattern or the quality of one's work, and they're not experiencing any normative anxiety or even guilt, depending on what they're doing or not doing, that they're needing to pay attention to. But it's changing in the quality and the circumstances of how they're getting things done or not done. And so the absence of emotion is being interpreted as the absence of needing to do anything. And one more, nothing is changing in the relationship with my children that I need to be concerned about. Because, so there can be serious, significant changes going on, and they may be rather obvious to most people. Unfortunately, for those with lower ego vulnerability, there's this detachment. There's this oblivious quality to what's taking place around them, including the relationship that's going on with their kids or even their spouse, and they just don't seem to register that there needs to be something done. When your lower vulnerability is healing and you're actually moving into more of the balanced ego vulnerability area, these important things can be, you begin to realize that important things can be changing that I don't realize are changing. So there's change taking place, but I haven't been realizing it. And maybe even further realizing the absence of emotion is playing a role in that misinterpretation of what's taking place. But until then, when you're thinking that the absence of emotion means that nothing is taking place, nothing is changing in some of these important areas of our life, and all the rest of what I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to the next reflection, which is that the absence of emotion means nothing important is changing in the life of a loved one. So the absence of emotion on your part means that there's nothing significant happening in the life of somebody else. And this can, again, be your children, it can be your spouse, it could be your family members, it could be your good friends. And again, the absence of feeling in your situation and about their circumstances would suggest that there's nothing changing in their life, when in fact there can be. And so this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. And the first of these would be, my spouse or partner isn't experiencing significant health changes. So things can be going on in the wellness, the physical wellness of a loved one, including your spouse or partner. There's somebody very close to you, and it's almost as if you don't even notice that it's happening, that it's changing. It could be physical symptoms. It could be mental health related symptoms or emotional symptoms, changes that are taking place that you're oblivious to, that you're not realizing are actually going on. Also, my children aren't experiencing significant emotional or identity-related changes. So children are growing fairly quickly when we go through their childhood years and their adolescence, and that's all normative developmental stuff. But for people with lower vulnerability, they often have a difficult time noticing it, being aware of these changes, unless it's a very simple, superficial level of understanding or awareness that's taking place. Sometimes those changes require support because changes for children and adolescents can be difficult. They can be scary, and they may need the support, the emotional support that we can offer, or perhaps some wisdom connected to it. But people with lower vulnerability seem to, again, be oblivious to these kinds of changes. And another reflection of this absence of emotion involves my friends or my coworkers. They aren't going through maybe difficult times. Again, failure to recognize some of the difficulties, the changes that they're having going on in their world, the other person's world, that is, that you're failing to recognize or notice, even though maybe you see them on a regular basis and you still don't notice the changes. And part of that is because the emotional cueing that helps us to pay attention, to notice what's going on both within us and as well as around us, is often rather weak for people with lower vulnerability. So when your lower ego vulnerability is healing, you realize that things can be changing more often than you think in the lives of loved ones, even in the absence of your emotion to see it. So things can be taking place, but you're just not able to, you're missing it. You're missing it. You've been missing it. But until then, when you're thinking that the absence of emotion means nothing important is going on or changing in the life of your loved ones, and all the rest of what I just shared, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to talk about one more reflection before we go on to talk about ego insights. And that the changes I am making in my life are necessary. Now, this gets back to what I was sharing earlier about how oftentimes people with lower vulnerability, because of this rather low level of internal emotional arousal, that they often try to offset by instigating change in their life to experience a higher degree of arousal or stimulation or excitement. And this can often lead to what I would call forced changes. These aren't changes that necessarily need to occur, but they make them occur. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that starts to happen, as in, I can only stay in a relationship so long. That relationships were not meant to be long-term for me. They can't be long-term for me. And so that person often moves on to more and different relationships. or that I can only stay in a job so long. I can only be, and these are people that have work histories where they may have 20 to 30 jobs. In my lifetime, I've had 5 employers over the past 40 years. So I don't do a lot of shifting. I work for people for 20 to 30 years at a time. But for people with lower vulnerability, there's often this need to change the scenery in their life, which can involve relationships, this idea that I cannot remain in the relationship, I can't remain in a certain job situation, or another one was I can only live in one place so long. People with lower ego vulnerability can only handle staying in one place at a time in order to meet their needs for excitement, stimulation, or arousal. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that some of these changes that can be unnecessary and are forced in order to meet your internal needs for arousal, excitement, and stimulation. There's other ways to go about working with this, but changing the scenery often doesn't lead to anything that lasts very long, particularly as we get older. But until then, when you're thinking that the changes I'm making in my life aren't necessary, the other things I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we'll begin by talking about ego insights. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. Ohm Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Ohm Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific ego insights that are connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about today. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with significant life changes. If you or someone you know is experiencing lower ego vulnerability, these insights are intended to help you to see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your lower ego vulnerability voice or energy is leading you to miss, neglect, or ignore interpersonal, health, financial, or work-related changes occurring in your life. It is leading you to underestimate or minimize the size of the changes that's taking place. Again, going back to the emotional aspect of this, the emotions that we experience are really very important, including the emotions of anxiety or guilt or love or anger, that can play a role in helping us to get a better perspective and on the change that's taking place in those different areas I mentioned earlier. Your ego, lower ego vulnerabilities lead you to deal later rather than sooner with changes that need to be managed. Again, people with lower ego vulnerability are often finding out later rather than sooner, often because the changes maybe are having a more impactful effect on what's taking place according to the nature of the change and the person who's being affected by it. So people with lower ego vulnerability, there's kind of an aloofness, a distant, a oblivious quality to what's going on that's leading to this taking place and delayed in getting things done, if ever, in what needs to be done. It's also undermining the availability of motivation to work with the change because the needed motivation is absent. That needed motivation involves our emotions. Our emotions play an important role in motivating us to get to work and to handle things. And as a result of the lower ego vulnerability, that motivation is quite low for the person to work with in dealing with what needs to be dealt with. And so when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see this and realize all that it's happening. Our next insight: your lower vulnerability is weakening your motivation to pay attention to the changes happening in the lives of loved ones. This is something I talked about earlier when I was looking at the symptoms and the reflections of ego stupidity, that people with lower ego vulnerability often exhibit what might be a relatively disinterested, detached, oblivious quality to what's going on in the lives of others, though their attention and their support may be needed. It's leading you to be aloof and to be oblivious to the important changes taking place in the lives of loved ones. And I guess to some degree, they're going to experience you as being uncaring as a result of what's taking place or not taking place as far as your involvement. It's also leading to your being experienced as emotionally unavailable or disinterest. Again, not caring, uncaring, and when you may be needed to be helpful in dealing with some of these changes, which could be your require your support, particularly as it may involve your family members. And it's also leading to a lacking sense of empathy and compassion on your part. When it comes to empathy and compassion, you're very weak if it's non-existent. And people come to know you that way. They come to experience you that way as a result of things that transpire when you're living with them, particularly where they think the normal response is to be involved, to show interest, to show caring, but you don't seem to do that very well. So when you awaken or you're more conscious of your lower vulnerability, you're going to be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight before we go on to looking at ego's impact on spiritual wellness. Your lower vulnerability voice or energy is leading you to change your life rather than yourself in order to deal with feelings of emptiness and boredom. You're trying to change life, meaning the relationships, your work situation, your living situation, more so than maybe changing yourself in order to deal with your feelings of emptiness and boredom. So your focus is on changing what's going on around you in order to address the unseen issues involving your under arousal. You're trying to address a problem with a solution that will fail because it doesn't address the source of the emptiness, of the under arousal, and that is you. Now, in my other books, I talk about primary and secondary low ego vulnerability and how that can be reflective of biologically based difficulty being in tune with one's emotions or feelings or experiencing them. And I also talk about a problem with psychological low ego vulnerability that actually is brought on by issues in one's past that have created the need to get distant from one's emotions because emotions have become unsafe. So I can't talk about that today, but that's available for you to look at in my book. I think it's Ego Therapy in particular. And some other things that are going on that maybe you are orchestrating drama in the form of unneeded change to offset the issues regarding the under arousal and the boredom. So these are the kinds of things that when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. The next and last thing we're going to look at today is how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with significant life changes. Here we're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the significant changes taking place in our life, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on our spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity. And we'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with change. People with lower ego vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when distanced from the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity, and emotional absence weakens their efforts to manage significant life changes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves recognizing the weaknesses and the imperfections of your humanity and working with your emotions in order to manage the inevitable changes taking place within you, around you, in others, and the world. When your lower vulnerability, difficulty recognizing your humanity, and emotional absence prevents you from lovingly working with all of the changes that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important changes. We must be in touch with our humanity and feelings in order to bring unconditional love to our efforts to manage change. Your divinity is coming forth through your humanity. When your lower vulnerability, difficulty recognizing your humanity, and emotional absence weakens meeting and embracing these changes with love, rather than ignorance and aloofness, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must know our humanity and feelings in order to be lovingly connected to these changes. When your lower vulnerability and difficulty recognizing your humanity and emotional absence is burdening you with the absence of love in working with these changes, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know our humanity and feelings to bring freely flowing love to our efforts to work with life's changes. When your lower vulnerability, difficulty recognizing your humanity, and emotional absence is limiting the availability of love in working to understand and manage these changes, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace of our humanity and feelings will bring forth an unlimited love to our efforts to manage change. When all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. God loves your humanity, and you should too. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with change. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when dishonoring and disrespecting with disinterest and disregard changes taking place in themselves, others, and the world. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting changes despite the weaknesses, imperfection, and vulnerability of your humanity. when your lower vulnerability, difficulty recognizing your humanity, and emotional absence is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the need to work with life's changes, you're not being the life God is in this failing. The embrace of your humanity and feelings will bring you to work with honor and respect the changes taking place in your life. When your lower ego vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional absence is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting the important changes taking place in those surrounding you, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of your humanity and feelings will allow you to honor and respect these changes taking place in others. When your lower vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional absence is leading you to dishonor and respect change by instigating it for the purpose of your entertainment, amusement, and enjoyment, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of your humanity and feelings will allow you to honor and recognize the times when change is truly needed. When your lower vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional absence is leading you to live a lifeless life, encased in an unrelenting thirst for arousal, stimulation, and pleasure, for which unneeded change is often a vehicle, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of your humanity and feelings will lead you towards a lifeful life in which change is met with love, peace, and happiness. When all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which a lifeful life is being lived. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with change. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage important life changes within the light of truth and understanding that can be found within the weakness and imperfection of their humanity and being in touch with their feelings. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which you are willing to work with and manage change by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within your humanity and connection to your feelings. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about change with an awareness of the weaknesses and imperfections of your humanity, your feelings, and who you truly are. When lower ego vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional absence is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about why change is happening in your life, you're not being the energy God is in working with change. The embrace of your humanity and feelings will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of this change. When lower vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional absence is leading you to fail to recognize important changes taking place in loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. You must remove that distance so that you can know the truth and understand these changes happening to loved ones. When lower vulnerability, distance from your humanity, and emotional distance or absence are leading you to instigate unneeded change in the absence of truth and understanding, you're not being the energy God is. You must remove that distance in order to gain truth and understanding as to the purpose of making these inappropriate and unneeded changes. When all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and feeling to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. This is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we can remove that obstacle with ego medicine. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant today. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.